Hi, I'm Murray Horwitz, sitting in for Marian McPartland and thrilled to be bringing you some musical valentines from the last 30 years of piano jazz. We'll hear from some of Marian's Latin musical lovers, Danilo Perez, Arturo Sandoval, Tania Maria, Chucho Valdez, Monty Alexander, and Paquito de Rivera, as well as some love songs from Marian herself. It's always been one of the traditional functions of music to bring you just a little bit closer to that person you're with, to provide a little spark to that most magical of all human connections, love. And I think romance has always been one of Marian's strong suits, with those deep, full harmonies that go right to our hearts. Well, when you combine that with the passionate rhythms of Latin and Afro-Caribbean music, you get an irresistibly romantic mix. Here's Marian with saxophonist Paquito de Rivera.
Thank you.
David Fink's bass, providing the bossa nova rhythm that doom, da-doom, da-doom, with Paquito de Rivera's alto sax and Marian McPartland's piano in Antonio Carlos Jobim's Corcovado. That insistent rhythm in the bass is one of the hallmarks of much of the music of the Caribbean and Latin America. There are so many rhythms from so many very different places. Habaneras from Cuba, tangos from Argentina, merengue from the Dominican Republic, sambas and bossa nova from Brazil, jaropo, bolero, cha-cha-cha. Most of the time, you can hear them as variations of what the musicians call even eighth notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, as opposed to the usual swing rhythm of jazz. That Latin thing, whatever form it takes, keeps you in a kind of suspense, and it can take your breath away, just like falling in love. Listen to the Jamaican pianist, Monty Alexander, combine with Marian, first in a very romantic, out-of-tempo treatment, and then with a pulsating Afro-Caribbean rhythmic feel in Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Webster's The Shadow of Your Smile. The Shadow of Your Smile, Marion McPartland with Monty Alexander. That tune was composed by Johnny Mandel, a National Endowment for the Arts jazz master. And this program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, including a little Latin romance, on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz with me, Murray Horwitz, from NPR. Love. It's supposed to go together with marriage, and every once in a while it does. Maybe that's why the marriage of Latin music and jazz produces so many great performances of classic American love songs. In a visit with Marion, the Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez turned his prodigious technique to two of those classics. Marion says, "It was amazing to me that Chucho had such a wonderful memory for American songs. Well, I'm glad he remembered these two, Liza and one of the most gorgeous of all ballads, My Romance." Thank you. Chucho Valdez with Rodgers and Hart's My Romance, and before that, George and Ira Gershwin and Gus Kahn's Liza. It reminds me of something Dizzy Gillespie said to Paquito de Rivera many years ago. The Latin musicians know more about our music than we know about theirs. Well, let's learn a little bit more about Latin music, thanks to Marian McPartland's musical curiosity. She asked that same Paquito de Rivera to give her a little lesson, and he cited that same Dizzy Gillespie. And soon, as we'll hear, Marian took over from Paquito at the piano while he clapped out the rhythm.
You know that this music is a combination. When you call Latin jazz, it's the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So you use that marvelous bebop phrasing that Dizzy gave us as a legacy, and then you combine that with the rhythm part of the Latin American music, which is so rich. Some cha-cha-cha there. This is the Brazilian stuff. That cha-cha thing, you see. Bing, bing, chicken, pickum, chumba. If you play that, if you play on time, the dry hand.
Marian sure learned a thing or two from those little lessons with her Latin American guests. It gave her romantic piano style a little more heat. Listen to her playing one of her own compositions, Stranger in a Dream, with that little Latin pulse underneath.
Thank you.
Stranger in a Dream, something Marion played for her Brazilian guest, Tanya Maria. You can find that show and a great many other wonderful things at pianojazz.npr.org, artist information, set lists, podcasts, and more. I'm Murray Horwitz. It's Latin Romance on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. Latin music is so much a part of American music that it's hard to think of them as two separate things. Well, if they are separate, like two people, then they're having a wonderful love affair. You can hear it in the original approach Latin American musicians often bring to classic American love songs. After the terrific Panamanian pianist and composer Danilo Perez visited Piano Jazz, Marion wrote, "He knows all the standards, and we came up with one to play as a duet. It's easy to remember. The harmony and ideas were all played with an easy swing. It turned out to be full of fresh ideas." Here's that performance now. Marion McPartland and Danilo Perez with Rodgers and Hart's It's Easy to Remember. Happily and inevitably, Dizzy Gillespie's name has surfaced more than once in the last few minutes. Nobody did more to bring Latin romance into American music than Maestro Gillespie. Here are two of the finest Central American pianists paying tribute to him, the Cuban Gonzalo Rubalcaba, whom Marion describes as having almost supernatural talent, with Dizzy's love song Con Alma, and the Panamanian Danilo Perez with his own composition, Reminis. Danilo Perez and Reminiz, following Gonzalo Rubalcaba's impressionistic performance of Dizzy Gillespie's Con Alma, part of our Latin Romance Valentine from Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz. The Afro-Latin element, what the great composer Jelly Roll Morton called the Spanish tinge, is an integral part of nearly all jazz music. And I think part of its romantic appeal is the way it evokes the warmer climates and the south-of-the-border setting that gave it birth. That natural world is what inspired another composer, the Brazilian giant Antonio Carlos Jobim. Marian and her guest Paquito de Rivera talked about it.
You know what I loved about Jobim was he always had this thought about the environment, and he talked about birds and flowers. And I know in that song he's saying, little bird, fly away before something happens to hurt you. You know, he's talking about air pollution and all that kind of thing.
He didn't want to miss his source of inspiration. That's what it is. He was afraid of that. All his music was based in nature.
You may hear some of those sounds of nature in this Jobim classic, played by Marian and the Brazilian pianist and singer Tanya Maria, whom you might even hear introduce the tune with a little whoosh, the sound of a gently crashing wave. Marion McPartland and Tanya Maria with Antonio Carlos Jobim's Bossa Nova, Wave. It's one of those impromptu musical collaborations that Marion does so well on a program that's made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and that's a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Murray Horwitz, and this is Latin Romance, Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. It seems like music's always there in a romance, always bringing lovers a little closer together. In jazz, there are certain tunes you can count on to do that. One of the most reliable was written by John Green, Ed Heyman, Ed Sauer, and Fran Eaton. Lyrically and musically, it's a statement of total devotion. In the hands of the great Cuban-American trumpeter Arturo Sandoval, it becomes a little sonata, and a very romantic one, Body and Soul. Thank you. Body and Soul, Arturo Sandoval, flugelhorn, and Marion McPartland, piano. I think the Latin element helps Marion move between the two poles of the axis of love, the head and the heart. Listen to her perform one of her own compositions with a little Latin lilt. It's a song from the heart, but a title from the head, With You in Mind. With You in Mind. Thanks, Marion, for always keeping us listeners in mind, especially when you add a little of that Latin romance on Piano Jazz. I'm Murray Horwitz.
Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, production manager Grant Jackson, voice tracks engineer Rolando Arrieta, mastering engineer David Mitchell. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.